Well, we were doing cholinesterase transferase using the lesion technique. Liliana Lubinska in the Nensky Institute in Warsaw, she was doing much the same thing, looking at acetylcholinesterase. And this technique of lesioning a nerve and then watching what accumulated above the lesion, what got lost below, showed us that in fact there was a transport down the nerve. And the question was, what the mechanism was. And there were lots of reasons for thinking it wasn't just sort of straight flow, straight diffusion. And then at the time, with the EM arriving and getting some idea of the neurotubules and things, there were all sorts of theories about, how it was getting there. And it got really sort of become, I think, since I stopped doing it, I think it's become quite complicated because certainly with acetylcholinesterase, there's good evidence that it goes in both directions and you may be getting messages back from the end plates, etc., from the endings. And so we, again, were possibly adding to the body of knowledge, but we were not really clear about the precise mechanisms. But we did show that obviously it was formed in the perikaryon and then went down to the ending where it functioned.